Today's episode features mentions of drug use and violence. Listener discretion is advised.
The views and opinions expressed in today's episode are solely those of the individual speaking and do not necessarily reflect the views of Port of Entry or KPBS.
Hola, friends. So we don't know if you know, but we hosted our first live event ever, and we want to share it with you.
But before we start playing it, let us give you a bit of context.
Our Port of Entry live event was part of the World Design Experience, a signature program of World Design Capital San Diego Tijuana 2024. And if you checked out our episode from last April called Design Comes to Town, the World Design Capital designation was an opportunity of a lifetime to shape the future of our megaregion through the power of design.
As a result, a series of exhibitions in San Diego and Tijuana were put together to flex the region's design muscle.
Talks, art shows, interactive installations, workshops, and our live event was part of the lineup. So what you will hear is an unedited recording of that event formatted for your enjoyment.
This live event episode will be split into two parts and will be part of a five-episode bundle that will be released together with the traditional podcast episode and the two short video capsules we put together. So to best understand what you hear today, check out our episode Compadres in Art, Charles and Giancarlo, and the video capsules we put together.
Got it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. From KPBS, this is Port of Entry
Live,
where we host cross-border events that connect us. I'm Alan Lilienthal.
And I'm Natalie Gonzalez.
Lesser art form, but it's cool. And the following year, I did it again, and the new art professor had told me that, he's like, this is incredible, this is great work. And I told him, like, these are artists. These are amazing artists. And my question to you is, like, what would be your advocacy for graphic novels and comic books, and should they be studied? And, like, because I proposed that to my art teacher, that they should be studied, like fine art.
I think only in the Americas, comic books are not seen as fine art. If you go to Europe, specifically the Belgium, French, German, I guess pretty much Europe, and in Japan specifically, I think comics or manga or whatever you want to call them, they are seen as fine art. Just recently at the Pompidou in France, they had a show about comic art. This large show that they had artists from Europe, United States, and Japan as well. So I think the biggest problem has been that the media, the IP, intellectual property of comics have been just dudes with underwear over their pants. And they affect culture so much that people can, when they think about comics, that's the first thing they think about. They haven't been able to explore what's on the other side or what's done by, I wouldn't say serious artists, but people with different stories. And I guess I would go back to, like, in the 80s, that happened here in the States with three major comics. One was Mouse, which was a retelling by Art Spiegelman of his father's experience in the concentration camps in Germany during the Second World War. And how he told that story is he made the Nazis cats and he made the Jewish people mouse, and the comic book is called Mouse. And how is how he reconciled and understood his father through this process of telling that story. And two other ones is called The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller. And it was how they took a superhero and turned him into a vehicle to talk about the present moment in politics in the United States. In the 80s, we had Reagan, he was a Republican, but he's the one who screwed out everything for everybody. Right? He's the first neocon, right? He's the first military industrial complex Republican. He thought the Cesar Chavez and his protest was ungodful or something. And then there was a third comic, which was called Watchmen, written by Alan Moore and art by David Gibbons, where they deconstruct the superhero comic book form and make it into something more serious. So there's this world of alternative comics that exist, and you have like big names or big, really important work, such as Love and Rockets, which are these two brothers from, actually three brothers from LA, East LA, and they're kind of like Mexican punk cholo kids who started doing their own comic books with sci-fi and punk music, and it became this very important underground comic book. And there was this recent beautiful mini documentary by LA, Los Angeles, I forgot the name of the art something, but whatever. They did a documentary on them and how their comics has changed comics and art and whatnot. And you have Daniel Close, you have a bunch of people making alternative comics that are important. So I think comics are art, because comics are art. And I think you just have to have the capacity to stop seeing what you're reading, stop seeing people with their underwear outside of their pants, or just even the fist fights and all the cartoony, cartoony way it's presented in media. But if we go back, say, like in the early 60s, when superhero comics started, they were more of a mythology talking about how the American culture needed a change and needed to believe in themselves. Obviously, over time, they became IPs. So it's like these stories that we watch, all these like terrible movies that we go to and eat popcorn and sit there for 3 hours, and then we forget about them as soon as we leave, that are completely empty. Those are just mass-produced things by a company who does entertainment. But if you really go back to look at what comics were supposed to be, or were in the beginning, they were not, I would guess, a truly an art form in a way of writing and images, but more of something to try to inspire a individual to become. Mm-hmm. And I think we've gone way so much to the other side that we just want to be like fanatics to the comics, and we forget that it's about moving the reader, or the reader being moved, or to feel something he doesn't feel. So I think when some kind of art form does that to you, that's art. That's the purpose to art. So I think tell your teacher that I said he's stupid.
And with that, let's give our guests a round of applause, please. And help, and you can please help me get from the top to the stage. We're gonna start with the next part. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. A round of applause again, guys. Come on. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. So we are going to have to breeze through the next part of the program. So right now, we're going to start doing a live taping.
I know.
So, but before we go do that, why don't Natalie and Alan help us explain how do we do an episode? The answers are behind you, folks. Guys.
Yeah, you want me to do it?
All right.
Yeah, so this is going to be quite a different process for us. Usually...
Make it quick.
Yeah, I'll make it quick. This is going to... You guys, I hope you guys are ready to get very meta with us, because usually, we go to Giancarlo or Charlie, do the interview, then Julio takes all that tape, cuts it up, and writes a script around it, and then Natalia and I come into the studio, whatever is a week later, 2 weeks later, after the script is done, and then we read the script. However, today we wanted to show y'all how this works. So we're going to talk about this event and this day as if it had already happened. We're going to show you how this process would normally work if this was a normal episode.
Mm-hmm. It's
right.
Are we ready?
Can you read the steps, Natalie, for us that were written behind us?
Oh, yeah, I don't have that.
No, me neither. Yeah.
This is actually what happens when we track.
exactamente si traqueamos. Should we begin?
Yeah, I mean, so basically, folks, it's just we start from the idea, like Alan said, and then we do a little bit of research, we contact our sources, we do some pre-interviews, Then we develop a questionnaire to frame the story. And then we do two or three interviews in different settings so you get that sound-rich environment. Then we write the script. We edit the script. And now we track and we mix and we review. And then after that, we do rewrites, retracks, and follow-up interviews if we need those. At the end, we do some sound design and mixing and mastering. And after that, we do the final review and then hit publish.
That's what I just said.
Exactly what you just said.
Exactly what he just
so
said.
So where are we right now, like Alan explained, is that we are in the tracking part in step five. So this will be a part of that future episode that will be coming about in the future in a couple of months. So please help me hit the on-air sign. Are we on air? Okay, we're still on air. Good. All right, so please zoom in. Alan and Natalie are going to start tracking the script of everything that pretty much just happened right now. Thank you.
All righty.
Lista?
Sí. No soy lista.
Cool.
Dale.
As we mentioned earlier, Charlie and Giancarlo gave us the thumbs up to stick to their personal lives for the video intros. Let me do that again. As we mentioned earlier, Charlie and Giancarlo gave us the thumbs up to stick to their personal lives for the video intros and leave the collaboration of their graphic novel for the live event.
The first interviews with each of them were really uplifting. Both their outlook on life and trajectory got our creative juices flowing.
Natalie was really fangirling from our visit to Giancarlo's, and I was very excited to get a glimpse of Charles's illustrated mythology.
After the interviews, we said our goodbyes and told them to stand by for the videos and to send any material to our producer, Julio. And, of course, to please share any social media about the event itself.
The day of the event came. Everyone looked excited and enthusiastic to be there. And, I must say, very well dressed, especially this one gentleman, mustachioed gentleman in the front row. Coworkers, family, and friends were all there.
Catering and refreshments were served while a behind-the-scenes video played in the background of KPBS Community Engagement Center.
After everyone was ferried into the studio and found their seats, the show was ready to run. Let me do it one more time. After everyone was ferried into the studio and found their seats, the show was ready to run. A quick check with Adrian and Lisa, thumbs up, tape started rolling, and the on-air sign was turned on.
The main screen displayed our logo and would eventually show the script with Spanish translation for Spanish-speaking guests. For our Spanish-speaking guests.
One more time, please.
The main screen displayed our logo and would eventually show the script with Spanish translation for our Spanish-speaking guests. Diana Mackey, KPBS's general manager, opened with welcome remarks. And then Julio got to some housekeeping rules and cringy crowd work.
You could tell he was a nervous wreck, but still he did pretty good and held his composure, aside from the occasional stutter or Spanish-English short circuit.
After a deep breath, he asked our guests to join the stage. Our producer Julio asked the crowd to help us welcome them.
Without further ado, please help me welcome Giancarlo Ruiz and Charlie Glovitz.
They were greeted with rapturous applause by the audience. Giancarlo was sporting a knitted guayabera, while Charlie had his signature glasses coupled with a Bruce Lee t-shirt.
Then Julio gave the signal to dim the lights and the signal to roll the videos.
Dim the lights, please. Roll the videos.
Am I waiting for the lights to be dimmed?
No, that already happened, Alan.
Oh, right. Forgot. The lights were dimmed and the intros were being shown. The audience was drawn to the screen.
Charlie was left. How were you left, Charlie?
How were
Charlie?
You, Charlie?
¿Cómo se pronuncia eso?
He just said it.
Flabbergasted.
¿Flaga qué?
Make our job easier.
Pretty. Agasajado. Charlie was left agasajado.
Flabbergasted.
With his video capsule, while Giancarlo felt very touched with his.
You want to do it again?
Yeah, let's do it again.
Right.
Charlie was left agasajado,
flabbergasted,
with his video capsule, while Giancarlo was felt very touched with his.
The graphic novel was displayed, and our producer Julio asked Charlie if he could do us the honor.
Charlie read the context of the fracture.
Giancarlo read it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Giancarlo read the context. Giancarlo read the context of the fracture.
Okay. I think you guys skipped my line, but that's fine. I don't mind getting skipped on.
We skipped the line?
Yeah, you skipped me.
We don't need it.
Yeah, we're
okay, this usually
post-production.
You're not the host.
Yeah.
You're not the star.
So, okay.
Just kidding, Keith.
All right. Just do your lines, and then I'll do my line later.
Wait, go. What?
Last part, Giancarlo took it away once that we're done.
Oh, okay. You didn't color code it. I was like, how am I supposed to know it's mine?
Whose job is that?
Giancarlo took it away.
Once done, we started with the questions.
And scene.
Wow, that was beautiful.
We've never done that in front of people.
Yeah.
You guys didn't see this part, but usually Julio would make us do every line like 40 times.
For no reason. Yes, that is very true. And I have pity on you, so I don't want to do that. Put you through that. So we're going to be taping the promo that's you're going to hear in a couple of months when this show is in the air. And so you will be prompted, and I need you to bring the energy, right? So, Alan, Natalie, take it away. Adrian, are you willing? Still it? Thumbs up? All right.
In this episode of Port of Entry, we hosted a live audience at our studio to take part of our episode, Compadres in Art. Right, guys?
We sat down with Charlie Glovitz and Giancarlo Ruiz to talk about their journey as artists and... We sat down with Charlie Glovitz and Giancarlo Ruiz to talk about their journey as artists and their collaboration to put together their graphic novel, The Fracture.
Sorry, my computer went on. Do it again, one more time. My mistake. That's what we record in soundproof, guys.
It's just like a regular recording. This happens all the time.
Yeah.
We sat down with Charlie Glovitz and Giancarlo Ruiz to talk about their journey as artists and their collaboration to put together their graphic novel, The Fracture.
You won't want to miss this next episode.
Catch us wherever you get your podcasts.
One, two, three. All right, let's try to get everybody in unison, all right? Ready? One, two, three.
Nos vemos pronto.
Well,
did you guys like that?
That's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
I think we need like a little, nos vemos pronto.
Nos vemos pronto.
Can you guys do that? Nos vemos pronto.
We're on telepathy.
Three. We got two more minutes to get this right. Three, two, one.
Nos vemos pronto.
Perfect, that works. All right, guys, that concludes our tracking. Please kill the on-air sign.
On air.
Yeah, and next slide, please. All right, so Q&A. Does anybody have any questions or answers for us as a team or for our guests? Don't step in. Yes. All right, can we get the mic here?
I have no idea.
How do you guys come up with ideas for shows, and then how do you decide which one actually makes it to production?
Good question. Do you guys want to answer that?
I think you can answer it.
Okay. So usually we get these ideas thrown our way either by discussions or things that are, we're curious about, and then we try to put those lump together like in seasons and packages and kind of like move like produce three or four episodes of that. So it's basically, some people throw ideas at us, sometimes we're reading, sometimes whatever. And so we're just completely open to ideas all the time, okay? Any other questions?
There's no formula, it's very organic.
Yeah. Yes.
So thank you so much. This has just been fantastic. So I had a question about what happens next, so all of this goes into an editing process, is that? And do you usually record here in the KPBS studio, but in one of the sound booths? Is that how it works?
Correct. So,
and
yes.
Who does the editing? Can you talk a little bit about that?
So, what was your first question?
Editing.
editing.
Okay, that was the last question.
No, she started with what's the next
part
of this.
So we have a team, a full team. If we can actually roll to the part of the credits, where can everybody see everybody's name. Next slide. Next slide. Next slide. Next slide. Next slide. Next slide. There you go. So our core team is composed of Alan, Natalie, and myself, Melissa Sandoval, our editor, and Adrian Villalobos, our sound designer back there. And so what we do is when we record in our soundproof rooms, we get that and then we put it together and then we create a mix and we listen to that and see how it is. And then we go back to do we record retracks or re-records or do some interviews, some questions that were left hanging. But yes, that is mixed in-house by our wonderful mixer, sound designer, Adrian Villalobos, who's at the mixer right now. But yes, any other questions?
Yeah, there was a question. To be specific, we do the interviews in the field. Like we would go to Charlie's studio specifically, and then we recorded this part of the script in one of the soundproof studios. So
this is what, yes, thank you. This is one part of many to put the episode together. So you got to witness a section of how we put this episode together. Obviously, later on, we're going to go to Charlie's, go to Giancarlo's, and follow up on the interviews. And then in a couple of months, you'll see the episode. Okay. Does that answer your question? Yes. Thank you. Yes, sir.
I guess my question would be the second part of somebody's question. How do you guys choose episodes? I guess my question is, why did you choose us? I find that interesting. It's like, why did you guys said we want to have these two guys here?
You just want praise, don't you?
Completely on the spot. Who let this man in, by the way? No, good question. So how it came in, I think Adrian gave me the...
It was me.
No, hold on. I was getting to that. Adrian told me about a show in the...
Ballpark. I have a microphone.
Which,
over here.
I don't know if you were part of, or... And then from there, I met Giancarlo at a
Croquet Club.
At Croquet Club in Valle. And then I realized these two guys knew each other, and they come up with a graphic novel. And then I talked to Natalia about it, and he said, "Should we do an episode?" I'm like, yeah, should we do an episode? And that's how the idea came out.
But like to have you part of this event, it was. Oh yeah, because we were so shocked about the fracture, and well, I thought it was based in Tijuana. I know you said it's not, but for me it was. And I remember we were so shocked, and we were like, who should we invite for like a live event? And then I met you at Comic-Con, and I fell in love with your art, and I was like, who's this guy?
And personality. I remember after the Comic-Con, she's like, oh, this is the guy we need for the live event. And I already knew Giancarlo, and I know he knows how to work a crowd.
Yeah, so. There's your praise.
Awesome. Any other questions, folks? Yes, gentleman in the yellow shirt. Stand up.
Congratulations to the team, and of course to KPVS. So, how do you develop this style, right, on your podcast? I think it's very unique. And do you know how are you doing with audience in other border cities? How are they reading you?
Oh, that's a good question. So, there's a way to track how we are doing. The last time I saw where an episode was listened to, I think somebody in New Zealand listened to one of our episodes. Obviously, Ecuador, because Luca was from Ecuador, and I think people in Spain have listened, but I'm not sure where other parts of the border regions where they would listen to us. But we will be joining the NPR network in the future months, and so our work will actually be part of the national catalog.
What?
Oh, you guys didn't know this? Oh, yeah.
I honestly thought we were already part of it.
But the style. Back to the question of style. I think what resounds the most for me personally when we're telling a story is that we move beyond the journalistic effort in telling the person's story. When we're documenting, we are part of our story, and our interests become part of the story. And so, seeing how we basically just screw up, forget to hit record. Or just stuff like that happens within the moment of we're telling the story. Telling the story becomes part of the story. See what I'm saying? So it is important for me to have Natalie's voice, to have Alan's voice resound, and not just in what they read, but of how we say record or track, record in the field, of the mistakes, of all the things that texture how we tell that story. Does that answer your question? Yes, next question.
Can I just jump on that? I just want to do a quick aside because this team has changed so much throughout the years. I think me and Lisa are the only common denominators here. And so I've seen the style of this show change a few times. And that's been really cool to watch, but it's always a reflection of the like Julio said, like the team. Like when it was, shout out Kinsey and Emily who really gave the show legs before. Like now we're the baby's walking on its own and it's doing great. But those two ladies really did a lot for this show. And back then it was very different. It was like, I would be curious to see if people can hear like a distinct tone change when the team changed. I won't tell you where it is, but I would be curious to see if that's, I mean, to me it's very noticeable, but it's very much a reflection of whoever's like really driving the ship, which now is Julio. And I think, though I really liked it when it was Kinsey, it's a little more in the voice of Tijuana now, whereas before it was a little more in the voice of San Diego because Kinsey's from San Diego. It's like, it's a little more, there's more humor and there's more like chaos to it, for lack of a better word. Kinsey was like, it's really like, I don't think I'd ever thought about it this way, but there was a more order to it before. And now it's like shifted to a more Tijuana vision of it.
You're trying to say I'm really chaotic, like, or disorganized? Because I am.
Kinsey Moreland works for the mayor now, so she's moved up in the world.
Yes. Thank you.
She
yes.
left us.
Question right here, gentlemen.
Hello, I'm a veteran. I retire at the end of the month. And yes. I am going to, gracias. I'm going to school at San Diego City College. We're currently got told to be here. Well, we got invited for this opportunity because we're doing a podcast and we're teaching about podcasting and we're learning. So I wanted to learn from you guys that have been doing this, what would be the most important part of having a podcast and how can you share your voice?
Natalie, Alan?
Then I'm going to answer that in Spanish for you. tener un, and then Alan will translate. Tener un podcast específicamente que hable de la frontera para mí significó mucho como cuando recién entré y significa mucho ahorita porque yo soy 100% tijuanense. O sea, nací, crecí en Tijuana, sigo viviendo en Tijuana, toda mi vida he estado en Tijuana. Y pues soy comunicóloga y hago teatro en Tijuana y toda la vida he escuchado como estas historias cuando cruzo para acá, ¿no? Como de qué está pasando en Tijuana, todo lo que se ve en los medios, todo lo que reflejan de la ciudad. Pero yo tengo otra visión porque es mi casa, es mi hogar, y poder contar las historias de la gente que me rodea y de la gente con la que crecí, que muchas veces los episodios nacen así, de gente que crecí escuchando su historia de niña, y yo me acuerdo que este fulano que era mi vecino hacía esto, esto y esto, y poder contar esas historias y reflejar mi hogar, que es Tijuana, por lo que verdaderamente es, y el arte que habemos muchísimos artistas en Tijuana, muchísimos, bueno, para mí artistas engloba todo, diseñadores gráficos, fotógrafos, que por ahí veo unas caras conocidas, fotógrafos, teatreros, lo que sea, poder contar sus historias y reflejar lo que verdaderamente es esta región, creo que es lo que los medios de comunicación masivos necesitan más, o sea, contar las historias verdaderas sin darles un enfoque amarillista, ni sensacionalista, sino pues por lo que son, o sea, la realidad, pues sí, hay violencia, sí, hay narco, no ha habido balaceras, lo que quieras, pero pues también somos personas que vivimos el día a día y pues es nuestra realidad, aunque digan que lo normalizamos, pues ¿de qué otra nos va a quedar? Pues hay que normalizar a veces las cosas para sobrevivir. Entonces, para mí esa ha sido la importancia de tener este podcast en específico, de Port of Entry.
¿Ready to translate, Alan? All right, you're going to have to read the translation in the episode.
I won't translate, but I'll give you another take in English.
Yeah.
Para balancearlo.
Similar.
Because I've been asked this question before, since I guess now I'm a veteran of podcasting. I think it's easier than ever because of how technology works now. Like anyone can have a microphone and plug it into their phone and record a podcast. I forget the statistic, but there's an absurd amount of new podcasts in the world on a daily basis because it's so easy to talk and just record your voice. That doesn't mean that you should be recording your voice. I think it's in an age where it's so easy to talk and like put out opinions, you gotta like really have something real to say and focus the podcast. Like, I think the more niche you can go, the better. Like, really have a purpose. Like, who is this for? I think, like, we know who this podcast is for. That doesn't mean that only people from San Diego and Tijuana are going to listen to this. But because we have a very specific audience, that grounds it in something very real. And then someone from Spain or Rhode Island can hear it and hear the reality of what's actually going on, you know? It's, I think the more you can have a purpose and it's serving some kind of community, whether it's a health community or whatever it is, that's up to each person, but don't just talk. Like, just because you can hit record on a microphone doesn't mean you should. Like, really think about what the purpose and who it's serving.
Thank you very much for that. We have time for one more question. Yes, before we go into our raffle.
Hi, my name's Letty. I just wanted to say that it was a great presentation. I enjoyed it and loved it. I want to do a big shout out to my nephew, Adrian, for inviting me.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Valley of the Wolves.
Woo-hoo. And I just want, I don't remember the name of the program that it's going to be on.
KPBS?
No, the name. I forgot the name.
Oh, the name of the title of the episode?
Yeah, the title, yeah.
Compadres in Art.
Compadres in Art. Thank you.
Compadres in Art. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Homies in Art.
Homies in Art. Well, it might change, guys. I mean, it'll be honest. But it's,
we'll find out.
But you'll see. Okay. No more questions. All right. So, who's ready for some prizes? All right. So, we've entered all of your names for those who registered before Friday.
Wow.
Those of you who registered this morning did not make it, so I'm sorry. So, are you ready? Ah, God, come on. Are you ready? There you go. Hit it. First winner.
That's cool.
Oh, and what was the... Okay, first winner. Jose Romero Mario.
Mariona.
You get... Is he here?
Who's Jose?
Is that person
yes,
here?
Going once.
Oops,
going twice.
Bye.
Okay, so what are the prizes? The prizes are a copy of The Fracture Sign by the authors and some merch and some Port of Entry merch.
And the copy have has winner, their perfume.
Lorena Rivas, is she here?
No, good.
Good. Luck.
Lorena. Lorena.
There you go.
Lorena.
Thank you. All right. Lorena. Remove. Oh, right.
Felicidades, Lorena.
Next time, hit remove.
No lo mereces.
And we got Sara
González.
All right.
Wow.
Hit remove. All right. So one more time. We got three more to go.
Whoa.
Sergio Cronteras. Is he here?
Ya se fue. Ah, no.
If he's not here, tough luck. All right.
Se la peló.
Remove the name. Thank you. There we go. So, spin the wheel. Dumbro. We have... Marge Cole, is she here?
She's not here.
Oh, go, remove.
Sorry,
remove
Marge. Name.
You should just throw the bag.
Keep going.
All right, what's up with all these no-shows, dude? Let's see. And here we have. What is it? You want to get this? Is this? I don't know. He's not here. Is he not here? All right, I guess we're moving
next.
Then. All right. What is up with these no shows, folks? Louis Arroyo, are you here, Louis? Please be here. This is sincerely awkward.
All right, whoever gets to the stage first gets the next prize.
Oh, he's there. Oh, there we go. All right. Ahí está. There we go.
Woo,
oh my God. What were the odds of that? Next one. We got dinner. Barbara Markowitz.
Yay!
Okay.
We're slowly removing them.
Slowly removing. He's going to be our names there. We got.
Why is there two Dorothy Crockett's?
That's a good question. I don't know. And the woo! There we go. Why are you putting me on the spot? One more. There we go. And we got KBBS on Katie Anastas.
She works here.
But I mean, she's a part.
And she's not here.
That's fine because she's not a part of the event staff. Is she here? Not here? All right. Tough luck. Let's go.
Sorry, Katie.
Sorry, Katia.
We got Dorothy Bolade. Is she here? Is this person here? Nice.
Why do we have so many names?
All right.
Did they just not show up?
I guess so. Both. Last one, buddy. Yeah.
Catalina Silva. Ya salió él. Yo digo que se lo quede Catalina Silva porque estuvo muy cerquita.
All right. One more. Let's go one more time.
Oh.
Because we're almost there. We're out of time. And these guys, it's Joanna. Please tell me you're here. There we go!
Finally.
Folks, this concludes our show. How can you support us? You can buy some merch or become a KPBS member. We appreciate any sort of donation to KPBS. That's all, folks.
Invite us for some tacos sometime.
Invite us for some tacos. Yes, thank you very much. So please, special thanks to our KPBS event staff, Heather, Claudine, Carla, Gabriela, Audric, Emily, Rich, Thais, Tom, Geary, and Mario. Thank you so much. If I could please have my team come to the front.
Yay, Lisa. Lisa, dance.
Rebecca,
dance,
there you go. So these are the radio ops team. These are the folks in charge to make sure that what you hear on the radio is nice and crisp. So please, team, please take a bow. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, folks. That's
so
it.
Pretty.
Yes. Yes. There, if you're ready for the 5 o'clock tour. It's right here, right over there. All right. So, folks, that's it. Thank you for coming.
Yay.
You don't have to go home, but you got to get out of here.
Oh, folks.
Charles and
folks, last announcement. Their art stand, Giancarlo's and Charlie's art stand, is going to be at the front if you're interested in purchasing any art from them. Thank you very much.
This live event and episode was written, produced, and edited by Julio Cesar Ortiz Franco. Adrian Villalobos is technical producer and sound designer.
Lisa Morissette is director of audio programming and operations.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. Soy Alan Ilientale.
Y yo soy Natalie González.
Nos vemos pronto.